Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
Imagine the feeling of pulsing electric shocks. Sounds like a nightmare, right? While individual experiences may vary, it's how some people describe shingles. This painful blistering rash could interrupt your life for weeks. It could even force you to cancel social events or weekend plans. Over 99% of adults 50 years or older already carry the virus that causes shingles. 1 in 3 people will get it in their lifetime. Why wait? Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles today.
Hey ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com. And all you have to do is click on Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air. Just like we're going to read this one right here, right now.
Right now. Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, is his mama that important? Dear Stephen Shirley, my boyfriend and I have been engaged for 3 years. When we set our wedding date, his mother asked us to move it back because she was getting her kitchen renovated and it wouldn't be done by our wedding date, so her family could not stay with her. I asked if her family could get hotel rooms, and she got hot with me and said that I can't expect people to spend money to come to my wedding and pay for hotel rooms. I was so upset, and so was my boyfriend, but we changed the date of our wedding. We moved it to November of last year. His mother's house was done, but then she had 4 trees cut down in her backyard. She was outside being a busybody one day, and she tripped over a branch and shattered her knee. This was late August of 2022, and she told my boyfriend and I that she would not be healed by our November wedding date, and she insisted that we reschedule it yet again. I ran to my mom, very upset and crying, so my mom went by my boyfriend's mom's house to see if she was trying to sabotage our wedding. After the visit, my mom was singing this woman's praises, and she told me that I needed to respect my future mother-in-law from here on out and check in with her before we set another wedding date. I asked her why my boyfriend's mom was that important, and she told me that his mother plans to pay for our entire wedding and our honeymoon. I do not give a darn what she pays for. I don't want her to hold this over our heads. My boyfriend did not know about his mom's plans to foot the bill. Is she being nice or controlling? Would we be wrong to elope? Listen, this is your wedding, okay? And ultimately your marriage and all of that. And you have every right to do it how you want to do it, okay? Now, will feelings be hurt and all of that if you elope? Absolutely, they will. People love weddings. People will be mad if they don't get to partake in the festivities and all of that. But there's nothing they can do about it once you guys are married if you decide to elope. So there's that. But you're really not doing a wedding for people people anyway. So his mother wants to be there. And yes, she wants to be in control of something since she's paying for the whole thing. Now, you guys say you didn't know that, but that answers the question of why she thinks she can have so much input in asking you guys to change the date and all of that. You asked if she's being nice or if she's being controlling. And the answer is probably a little bit of both. I mean, you know, she thinks she's paying for it. It's definitely generous of her. But the truth of the matter is, it's still your day and your way. So if you and your fiance can afford it all and you don't need his mom's help and you don't want his mom's help, you've been engaged for 3 years, you want to get it done, then pay for the wedding yourselves and have the wedding you want when you want it. But just know that feelings will be hurt and mostly it'll be both your mom's. Steve?
This is a weird letter because I thought it was going to be about something else.
What?
So I kind of prejudged the letter because I was already not going to like the girl. Is your mama that important? Yes, she is.
Oh,
and
okay,
that was going to be the end of it. I didn't like her after that. But after hearing the letter, it took a couple. So here's the deal with this letter. The lady who writes the letter has a valid point. Mm-hmm. But it's also a lot of other stuff in here, too. Now, you've been engaged for 3 years. Y'all set your wedding date. Then his mama asked you to move the date back because she was getting her kitchen renovated and it wouldn't be done by the wedding date. And so her family couldn't stay with her. So then the girl went in there and asked the mama, well, why don't your family just get some hotel rooms? And she got hot with the girl and said, ain't nobody, you can't expect nobody to come to your wedding and spend money on the hotel rooms too.
Right.
Then the girl got upset, and the boyfriend got upset, too. But y'all changed the date of your wedding. Now, understand something. You got to understand your boyfriend's family. These regular folks now. And they calculate every dollar. See, you ain't even passed out no invitation to all them people. They just know little Ray Ray getting married, and they all got to come. So now all these people gonna come in that ain't got no business coming. They driving in. Ain't nobody finna fly in. These just regular people. Let's just stop saying this here. These people ain't got money for none of this here. These ain't no regular folks playing stuff different. So these are sub regular people. They do group poverty. They make group poverty decisions. Yeah. See, regular people plan stuff, you know, budget their money for their vacations and stuff like that. I got that. When people get together as a group to vote on poll activities, this is when, like, we all coming in, who driving? How many can fit in that car? Okay, who else can drive? Who got a car that can make it? Who got a car that can come from Detroit and get down here to Kentucky? Who got a car? And that knocks out 2-3 people right there. So by the time they get the 3 people that's got cars that can make it, in them 3 cars, gonna be 18 people. Gonna be 18 people. 3 like in the front, 3
bags.
In the back.
Plus
yeah,
bags.
What you finna be.
Ooh, that's crowded.
And one of the car gonna have a trailer, and the other car gonna have that ski rack on top with luggage just bungee corded on top of it.
Hang on, Steve.
Come back, I'll tell you the rest of what's happening.
We'll have part 2 of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject is his mama that important? We'll get back into that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Black representation is so important. It lets you know you can dream and realize those dreams. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found at NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts. Hey, ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month. It's crucial for us, especially as Black women, to focus on our heart health. We pour our heart and soul into every aspect of our lives, but often our own health takes a back seat. That's where Release the Pressure comes in. It's all about us, Black women, seeing self-care as an essential act of self-preservation. Whether it's for yourself, your family, or our community, your health is invaluable. Let's help get to our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Here's how you can join in. Head over to iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. Let's make our health a priority. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP today. Together, we can make a difference in our health and our lives. Join us and let's take care of our hearts together.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Hey everybody, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. 1 in 3 African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. But there's a great need for donations regardless of your blood type. Every day, the blood our people donate saves lives and eases the pain of those living with sickle cell disease. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is Mama that important?
Well, at first I wasn't going to like the lady, but the lady that's getting married kind of has a valid point in this whole thing. She's been engaged 3 years. They set a wedding date. The dude's mama asked her to move the date back because she was renovating her kitchen. It won't be in time, won't be ready in time for the wedding. And then, but the people won't handle where the state is coming in town. So she asked them to move it back. She got upset with her and told the mother-in-law, potential mother-in-law, why don't you just have everybody stay in the hotel? She said, ain't nobody got no money to come down here, see your little wedding and stay in the hotel too, because this is like a poverty decision we're making, a group poverty decision. So they done found out 3 people that can drive from Detroit all the way down here to Kentucky, and they got to figure out how many cars can make it. So it's going to be 3 cars coming, and it's going to be 18 people. 18 people is coming in 3 cars. It's going to be a long-ass ride. It's going to be a long-ass ride right here. 3 in the front, 3 in the back. You ain't been in a car like that in a long time, have you? It's going to be, let them arm rest up. So, Junior, need to get in there. All this, let your mom rest up. Ain't nobody. Somebody's sitting on that hump. So get on that hump and come on. All right, so now, then y'all move the date back, okay? But then she had 4 trees cut down in her backyard. And then you say she went out there being a busybody, tripped over the branch, and shattered her knee. Now, that was in August of 2022. She told my boyfriend that she would not be healed by November. Damn. So you fell in August. You already know you ain't going to be healed by November. Now, I'm just going to tell you this because I know this type of stuff, and don't ask me how I know. This is a fat person here that fell. Yes, this is a fat person. I'm just trying to tell you, when you fall in August and know your ass ain't going to be healed by November, you already know. You can't put this much weight on that damn knee. You going to shatter that knee again. This is a fat person that failed in the backyard.
Told her.
I don't care what the doctor told her. The doctor knows she can't put this 280 on top of these knees now and be ready by November. This knee is shattered. She bedridden. I'm telling you, I know fat people stuff. I family full of fat people. So I know when stuff happened to them. You get fat August, September, October, November. That's damn near 4 months of healing. She can't get ready by then because she too heavy. Anyway, so you ran to your mama upset, crying, and your mama went over to boyfriend's house to see if she was trying to sabotage your wedding. After the visit, your mama came back talking about, girl, this woman right here is everything. Because she found out that the mother-in-law was planning on paying for the wedding and everything. So she wanted to have a say-so in it. Now, that's a great gift because really the father of the bride by tradition is supposed to pay for the wedding.
Right.
But the lady that wrote the letter may not have a father in her life or ain't mentioned about her parents paying for the wedding. It's supposed to be the father's responsibility. The mother of the groom that said she'll pay for this whole thing. And so you said, I don't give a damn what she paid for. I don't want her to hold this over our head. My boyfriend did not know about his mom planning to foot the bill. Is she being nice or controlling? Would we be wrong to elope? Yeah, you would be wrong to elope, but I think this is a little bit of ego in here. You want to control it. It's your day, and I understand that. It's your day, and you have every right. Shirley said it best when you said, is she being nice or controlling? Shirley said she's being a little bit of both, and she is. She's being very nice and controlling. But if you just take your ego out of it for a moment, little girl, you got a chance to get the wedding of your dreams. Because obviously you ain't got the money for the wedding of your dream.
She doesn't like her mother-in-law, though.
No, she don't like her. But she finna foot the bill for this whole thing. You can get the day of your dreams if you just take your ego out of it for a moment.
But I like her.
And that'll take the pressure off the boy and all this here, because that's going to be between you and his mama. That's going to create a rift. And y'all starting y'all marriage off with a lot of little bumps over this day. Now, I agree. It's your day, and you should have every right to pick a day. But you got to wait on this big lady to heal now. Because she ain't going to be able to put no weight on this knee for November.
Can't get down that aisle.
Yeah, because she going to come down. She don't want to limp down there because she finna buy that dress with that sequins on it.
Of course.
You know, that because all mothers of the bride and groom, they wear sequins at all poor weddings.
Special occasion.
Yeah.
That poor wedding.
That's poor people outfit. And it's a beautiful outfit. I wore my first sequins jacket. I mean, when I first got my first sequins jacket, what it meant to me. I thought I wore the OJs, dog. You couldn't tell me nothing. So if I were you, I would take my ego out of it. Don't elope. You just want to make sure you're controlling the situation. Let's just elope. But I think you'll regret eloping because I think you'll deny your mother an opportunity to see her baby go down the aisle. You're going to take his family away. And yeah, you will have controlled the situation, but you won't have the beautiful pictures, the memories, the video. And you know, poor people, like when they cut the cake, they cut them cakes into little bitty squares so everybody can get a piece. Your wedding cake will probably be about like 250 squares.
Listen, leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram at Steve Harvey FM and check us out on the Strawberry Letter podcast on the free iHeartRadio app where free never sounded so good. Coming up next, it is Junior. Junior is back in the building with Sports Talk right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts,
if you dare.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay, and you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, aspire.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.